Today's reading is in John chapter 6, starting in verse 41. John chapter 6, verse 41. So the Jews grumbled about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. This is our third reading out of this section. We started chapter 6 with Jesus feeding the 5,000 men. And then the people after that began to follow him because he fed them. They were following him to the other side. And he began to tell them that he was the bread of life. And he was trying to drill down that spiritual concept that they needed to understand. But they're not connecting the two things. They're not making the connection. In verse 35, Jesus had said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." That should have prompted a response similar to the Samaritan woman that said, "I want this. I want to have this." He says, "I said that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." And so he's making a spiritual statement, but the Pharisees are thinking in very physical terms. And it's usually, if you think about it, it's usually one phrase that really catches the Jews' attention. One phrase they hone in on that kind of gets them going. And in verse 41, it tells us that phrase, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They grumbled about him because of this. And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?" Familiarity breeds contempt. Have you ever heard that? That's what I think is happening with Jesus here. We know where he came from. We saw him grow up. So he can't be who he claims to be, even though he actually is. Jesus also makes a statement to them that I think is both a teaching moment as well as a condemnation of those that are grumbling against him. He says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." So he says, if you're having trouble accepting me, it's because the Father's not drawing you. That's what I think he's saying there. He's saying that they're rejecting God. And that's true. That is what they're doing. They're rejecting the prophets, they're rejecting the plan that God had put together, and so now they're rejecting Jesus and thus rejecting those things. Now, he's not saying that there's some sort of a supernatural override of our will that makes one person believe and another person not believe. He's not trying to say that God chooses who's going to believe and who doesn't. He's saying, you're either going to accept or not. You're either going to feel that draw. You're going to be drawn by the message, by the power of God, by the plan that God had, or you're not. And in this case, I think some of them are even repulsed. But Jesus also explains what is meant by this drawing. In verse 45, he says, "And they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." So there's the process of drawing. It's hearing and learning what God has to say. But in order to be drawn through that hearing and learning, you have to first have a willingness. You have to have a desire even to know what God has to say and to know what His plan is. We also find that to be an unbeliever is a lack of willingness. It's a lack of any desire whatsoever to hear and believe the things that God has delivered. In John chapter 8, beginning in verse 45, Jesus said, "Because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." They do not have that willingness to hear and learn from God. And it is important that we combine those two concepts, hearing and learning, because it's not just a matter of physical hearing or physical reading. It's a matter of processing, comprehending, and then learning those things. And when we learn something, we tend to believe something. If you don't believe it, then I wouldn't classify it under learning. We need God's voice to be louder than others. In other words, we need His voice to cover up our own desires and our own sins and our shames and our temptations, everything. Everything needs to be overridden by the voice of God. That's what we need to listen to in order to be children of God, in order to be drawn to Him, in order to be part of the body of Jesus. That's probably a good place for us to leave it for today with this thought. Am I really praying and seeking and enacting things in my life so that God's will be done before my own will? Am I putting Him first? Am I seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? And do we yield our will over to Him? Do we place any strength we have under His control? That's what we need to think about for today and pray about. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.